Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Hey, my friends, come one, come all, welcome. And this is the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And I'm here today with you for another episode of Speak Your Success. We're going to do something a little bit differently today, friends. I want to tell you a secret, but I'm only going to tell you if you can promise to not tell nobody else. Okay, check it out. You all are the first to hear it. That's right. You're hearing it here first. Speak Your Success exclusive. This episode today is brought to you by Speak Your Success, which the app is now available in your Google Play Store. The app is now available in your Apple Music Store or in your Apple App Store. This allows you to get all of the Speak Your Success content, and I'm going to be adding some extras to the app. However, individuals have been asking, John, how can I support the podcast? John, how can I support what you're doing? You can support me and you can support the podcast by allowing us to continue to add value to you by just going into the app store and purchasing this app. You just go in and type Speak Your Success. You will pull it right up. That's right. It's available in the iOS and it's available in the Android market. So I would encourage you and implore you to take a moment and go ahead and just check that out. Get the app. You know you'll be supporting the Speak Your Success podcast and you will be allowing us and helping us to continue to add value to other people. Shameless plug. Just wanted to share that with you. But without further ado, today we're going to go ahead and dive in. The topic today is big boys do cry. That's right. Many times you all have heard me talk up or talk about going to counseling, going to therapy. And I found myself sitting on the couch as I began looking at this gentleman that I've never known before. This gentleman actually was a very large man, very muscular. And as I sat across from him, and he began just to stare at me. And I said, okay, well, I don't know what you want me to do. You going to give me some instructions? Or you going to tell me what I do next? Or what happens now? Then he began to ask me a question about one of my previous relationships. And then I looked up at him, and at that time, then it was like the tears just began to drip from my eyes, slowly going from my eye, coming down my cheek, drip, drip, drip. And as I began to look at him, then I said, well, I'm sorry. Then he looked at me and said, Jonathan, sorry for what? He said, never apologize for your feelings. Never apologize for crying. That doesn't, Jonathan, why are you sorry? Then a few weeks later, I began to talk with a friend, and then he began to tell me that an individual shared with him that they believe that crying is something that cleanses your soul. When was the last time you took a moment and just cried? And I'm not talking about just, you know, force some tears out, or I'm not talking about somebody made you cry. I'm talking about you allowing yourself to have a moment with yourself, you being fully present, you being fully aware, and you taking time to cleanse your soul. Friends, we live in a fallen world. We live in a world that moves so fast where people don't even take time to show their emotions. We live in a world where people cry tears, but then they apologize for feeling the way that they feel. It's sad to even really think about, if you want to be really honest. However, understanding that, I wanted to just give you a few points today to put in your pocket, a few points to take with you, so that you'll be encouraged the next time that you feel that wave of emotion coming over you, so that you will feel perfectly fine the next time a tear begins to sneak out of your eye. The first thing I want to share with you today is it's okay to cry. The world tells us men don't cry. In our society, there are some women that want to be tough to where they don't cry either to show emotion because they may not want that man, woman, partner, whomever it might be, to feel that they're less than or to feel that they're weak because they're taking the time to cry. But today, I want to empower you around the thought of showing your emotions. I want to empower you around the aspect of showing those tears. If they're dripping, let them drip. This is your emotion. This is how you feel. Allow yourself to feel what you feel in that moment. If you're at a funeral and you don't feel like tears are going to come, then don't let them come. If it's a few weeks later and then you begin to cry, then cry. People too often are always try to tell me and try to tell you and try to tell all these individuals that they may know, you shouldn't feel like that right now. What are you crying about? Don't do that. And they expect us to control our emotions. Emotions are not something that's meant to be tamed and not something that's meant to be held in. This is something that comes the way it comes, and then we should let it flow the way it flows. But next, I want you to understand that you should never apologize for your tears. Each and every one of those tears came at a cost. It might be the cost of freeing you up from a relationship. It might be the cost of freeing you up from yourself. It might be the cost of you holding on to something for far too long. So never apologize for those tears. Those are yours. Those aren't anyone else's. Allow those to flow down your face and allow yourself to own those. Don't let nobody take that from you. Now I want to hit you with just two questions and then we're going to just breeze through. This is the self-reflection part of the show. I want to ask you, what are you holding on to that's hindering you from growing? Because some of us might say, I can't remember the last time I cried, John. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. That's just not the way it works for me. That's not part of my personality. That's not part of my makeup. But some of us are holding on to some things and some things are festering up inside of us. And by us holding on to these things, we're not able to go to the next level of our lives. By us holding on to this quote unquote baggage, by us holding on to this quote unquote relationship that is toxic and that is not benefiting either person in the relationship, right? By us holding on to anger, by us holding on to being mad at somebody who might owe us a little bit of money because they never paid us back. And now you're allowing yourself to be set back in your own life. You're becoming a prisoner in your own life because you're choosing to hold on to something. And you're making the intentional decision to not grow by holding on to just that. Friends, what are you holding on to that's hindering you from growing? Let's talk. Because there comes a point in time in everybody's life where we have to become accountable. For one, our actions, and also we have to become accountable for those relationships in our lives. If we have broken relationships and there's people in our lives, father, mother, aunt, uncle, cousin, whomever, you're mad at these people. You want to fight these people. There's all these emotions that get wound up when you see these people. But that's a result because you never stepped up and decided that you want to deal with it. I don't want to be insensitive. However, I do want you to understand that, yes, there are some things that might have happened in your life that weren't your fault. Yes, there are some people who wronged you in your life and you did not deserve those things. But at the same time, we have to understand that if we still hold on to that pain, we still harbor that resentment and we choose not to let it go. The other person isn't being harmed because they might have forgot about you. They might have forgot about what they did. They might have been young and they might have even been in a position to where somebody might have taken advantage of them. And then they only did what they knew. So we have to take time and realize that these areas in our life can potentially hinder us. What are you holding on to that's keeping you from growing? Lastly, I just want to take a moment and I want you to think, do you need to go see that special friend? Some people might call him a therapist. Some people might call him a shrink. But do you need to go see somebody to talk that thing out? Friends, for me, I went through therapy for 2 years. Talked out relationships. Talked out bad previous decisions. Talked out the way that my parents ultimately parented me. Talked about anger that I had for my dad. And it just kept going on and on and on. And sometimes some of you might say, John, I've tried counseling. I've done that before. I've went to a therapy session. And you know what, John? I didn't like it. It didn't work. It didn't fix me. Friends, today I want you to know that therapy, some days it will feel rough. Some days it'll feel like you're doing all of the heavy lifting. You'll feel just upset. And it's because you're coming from a place of relieving yourself of things that you've harbored and you've carried for so many years. It's not supposed to be easy. Growth is not always easy. When you go to the gym and you work out, getting fit is not always easy. However, you hurt today so that you can ultimately heal tomorrow. It's time for us, friends, to go through the process of our lives, to own our issues, to own our problems, to own our struggles. Because once we get to that place, that's when we now have the opportunity to truly grow. That's when we now have the opportunity to become intentional with the effort that we take to chip away at that struggle, to chip away at that problem, to chip away at that addiction. And as we begin to do these things now, this ultimately puts us in a position to really speak our success. Because after you go through these steps and after you go through this process, you now have the ability to share with someone else how you made it through. My coach, Kendall Ficklin, always says, nobody cares about what you went through unless you show them what you did to get there. You have to show people what you did in order to get through your go-through. When you allow that to take place, friends, that's when it's time to turn up. That's when we all win, because we're living a life of service to other people. We're now investing into the lives of other people. So now it's time for us to clock in. Like I said, the episode title today is Big Boys Do Cry. Our big boys cry too. I want you to remember it's okay to cry. I want you to never apologize for any of your tears. I want you to think about what are you holding on to that's hindering you from growth. And lastly, do you need to take time to go see someone and to talk that thing out? Because that's the only way that true growth and healing will occur. All right, friends. Now, I want you just to take a moment. And if you are not connected with me on social media, please take the time. Follow me on Instagram at Jonathan Jones Speaks, or follow me on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks, and use the hashtag SYSP if you put out a tweet about the podcast. We'd love to know that you're listening, or even use the hashtag Podin, P-O-D-I-N, just to let other people know what you're listening to and what you're tuned in to. Now we're going to go ahead and go to the What Are You Listening To segment. This week I have one podcast that I want to spotlight, even though this is a bigger podcast. However, I want to just shout out Slate. And the title of this series that they're doing is entitled Slow Burn. And they're talking about just the scandal that took place with President Clinton as well as with Monica Lewinsky. I was listening to the first episode of the second season just yesterday, and man, oh man, it is really juicy. I had no idea just really what was going on throughout that scandal. Of course, I know the bigger what was going on. However, I didn't know the intricate details, and they began to go in and break down those details on that episode of the podcast. It was pretty dope just to see and just to hear these interviews. as well as to see what Miss Monica Lewinsky was facing. It, man, I didn't know she was only 23 years old. This woman was 23 years old and really almost had the power to, well, no. She had the power to take down the president of the United States with some information that she knew single-handedly. Crazy. But I was listening to that podcast this week. And also I took the time to listen to Trailblazers FM, trailblazers.fm. That podcast, the host is Mr. Stephen A. Hart. Had the opportunity to meet him at Podcast Movement in Philly a couple weeks ago. I finally got around to listening to his podcast. And it's like he's doing a laser coaching session on episode 131 of the podcast. It's entitled How to Develop Your Personal Brand Blueprint. He lays it out. If you have no idea what it's like to build a brand, you have no idea where to start, you don't know what you can apply. He talks about identifying fonts. He talks about identifying branding colors. Like, he really lays it all out. So once again, those podcasts are Slate, entitled Slow Burn, and then Stephen A. Hart's podcast is entitled Trailblazers.fm. Really, really, really great information, great content. I would encourage you, if you haven't checked out either one of those podcasts, to check out both of those. And then after you check them out, you know how we do. Write a review. Subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to let him know that you're listening. Make sure to let these people know that you're listening, because these people are seeking to add value through just their podcast. So why would you not want to just thank somebody for what they're doing and show their support there? All right. Cool. Now it's time for the winner's circle of the week. This week I want to spotlight an individual by the name of Javier Atkinson. Mr. Javier is a NASM certified personal trainer and fitness nutrition specialist. He's been training individuals for over 4 years, and he's truly passionate about helping people achieve their goals. Seeing people accomplish things that they never thought possible is what he loves most about his training. He says no two people are the same. However, he strives to help his clients identify specific goals and develop a training strategy to help them reach those goals. Friends, I met Javier probably about 5-6 years ago at this point. He's a faithful volunteer at Camp Jubilee, working with the babies with sickle cell anemia at Camp Jubilee. And man, just Javier, just the way he's a positive role model to these youth, the way that he operates, high integrity guy. Also, just seeing that he recently just got engaged. Whoop, 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 whoop. Can we give it up for him? And the quote that I read off his Instagram, it says, change your mind and change your life. Change your mind and change your life. When I hear that, I just think of a shift. I think of a transformation. I think of a process. And I think about all the listeners of the Speak Your Success podcast, because I know you all are free thinkers. And I also know that you all are big dreamers. And I know you have massive goals that you are seeking to accomplish. By changing your mind, that's your thought process, that's you speaking your success, then you begin to believe in your greatness. That's when you change your life. So we want to welcome Mr. Javier Atkinson into the winner's circle of the week this week. If you would like the opportunity to follow Mr. Javier, I would encourage you, AtkinsonFit.com, AtkinsonFit.com, AtkinsonFitness.com. Is his Instagram handle, actually. So be sure to check that out in the show notes. We're going to leave that information for you so you can definitely follow him, catch up with him, as well as we're going to tap into the what are you listening to down in the show notes as well. Now we're going to go ahead and prepare to get out of here. But before we do that, I'm going to hit you with the quote of the week. And the quote of the week goes as follows. People cry not because they are weak, but because they have been strong for too long. I want to implore you to check on your strong friends this week. I want to implore you to check on your friends that all seem like they have it together. I want you to take a moment and I want you to reach out to those friends who you think never need your help. Even if you don't feel like calling your best friend, even if you don't feel like calling your girlfriend, your boyfriend, even if you don't feel like calling some of these people, I want you just to call in and just check up on them. Because everybody gets tired being strong all the time. We have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. We have to allow ourselves to open up. We have to allow ourselves to share with people what we're going through, to share our pain, so that we can heal, so that we can be mended, and so that we can move forward as a full and complete human being. Friends, today I want you to always remember that you don't have to be strong all the time. Allow yourself some grace. Allow yourself the ability to be freed up. Allow yourself permission to cry. Friends, if you found this show beneficial this week, I would just ask you to just share it with just one friend who you know that could benefit from this episode. By sharing it with one friend, this way we continue to get out the message about the Speak Your Success podcast, but ultimately we're able to add value to that one individual that you felt would receive some value. We're able to add insight from that one individual that you felt needed to hear it most. We're able to empower that one individual that you know needed to be empowered. So friends, if you would like more information on me, I would encourage you to go to jonathanjonesspeaks.com, or you can shoot me over an email at info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. This way, I will be able to hear your thoughts, hear your topic suggestions, hear your Winner's Circle of the Week suggestions as well. Or if you'd like to just catch me on Instagram, once again, that handle is jonathanjonesspeaks. Or on Twitter, Jonathan J. Speaks. Friends, please take time and like, comment, or subscribe and share the podcast. Because without you and without your support, we can't move to the top of the charts. And ultimately, by us moving to the top of the charts, we'll be able to reach more lives, help challenge other people to speak their success, and add value to more lives all around us. We're closing it out like we always do. It ain't nothing new. This is best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?